My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we wrap up with Joe Curry's a.k.a. Dick Eldorado scammer Mavis, and then move on to Davin's scammer Belinda. So listen and enjoy.
You bullshit. Oh, Dick Eldorado, stop.
Oh, Dick, I hate to see you be downhearted about your girl like this.
I'm living in a basement with a cat named Mr. Whiskers.
So am I.
One of those is telling the truth.
I know.
That's the next contest.
Yeah. I go. I go, I need to know what month you found out Agnes was Belinda. Are you there? And she's not.
Ah, she stopped entertaining your brand of interrogation.
Might look at the time.
So what do you guys think?
You caught her with her drawers down.
Yeah.
Isn't that what Dick Eldorado would want?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It is heart of hearts. Kitty hearts. So did you get her back, or is this just
not on February 28th?
She just like dropped.
Oh, she headed to the hills.
Oh yeah.
She, you're dead to. You got all these dead to right things.
It's like, excuse me, what? That's a scammer thing. What? Oh. That's nice. That's a nice slam.
You like that?
Yeah, you're much more brutal with Mavis. Not to say that you shouldn't be.
I've been brutal to Belinda.
You have, but you're more brutal with Mavis.
Well, me and Belinda have had fake animal sex.
That's true.
You know, there's something there. Something to be said for that. She's written porn.
It was very intimate.
Yes. We've had moments. I owe no allegiance to Mavis.
It's like the two of you were like a hippo and a alligator going at it. He's a big old mud puddle.
I'm sticking up for my pal.
He's playing the field. That field happens to be in the Serengeti, but he's playing the field.
Terrible. That's terrible.
But it's really cool. It's really cool when you have somebody dishing out all this nonsense and you're just there going, really, really,
yeah,
really. And then you bamboozle them with facts because they're so used to people not really checking the facts because the people, you know, are lonely. It's any port in a storm.
Yeah.
So if they're telling them all these stuff, they'll buy into it. But he's there. Really, really, yeah. Really.
He's not buying any
of it. I only have one Facebook, but you got four. Well, I only use one. Why? It's good to have a spirit, really?
Yeah, get rid of the others.
Because they're for scamming.
I think.
Gotta
I think,
go.
Yeah. Oops. You know, management is on vacation, so yeah.
I think what we've learned is if you're going to lie to me, you better not leave evidence around.
Yeah, you better clean up your trail.
I got a kind of way of finding stuff.
Oh,
so anybody,
mark his words right now, Joe. Aren't you still a little bit afraid? Yeah.
No. Manager to Hut 1, manager to Hut 1.
Yeah.
All right, so later on, we haven't spoken to Belinda in a while.
No.
My girl. So I'm talking to her later on in the day. I ask her how, remember she had the PTA meeting.
Which is so bizarre.
I guess. I asked her how the meeting was. She asked how I'm doing. I said, okay, got a bit of a cold, but fine. How are you? And, oh, crap. Apparently, I was sick in February, too.
Look at that.
You poor thing.
She goes, I'm fine, too. She goes, it went well. Kasha's doing well in school, but she has to improve in maths. I go, glad it went well. Guess Kasha is going to need some extra help from Mommy. How's the sewing coming along? She goes, I think I need to help more so she can improve. I am almost through. Remember, she's making these dresses, these outfits for the funeral. Yeah. I'll be able to finish it by tomorrow before I leave. I go, that's great news. Are you getting ready for the long trip? Because I think I am. It's been a while since I traveled. Remember, she's going to this funeral of her roommate's father.
Right.
Her roommate is Rita. So she goes, I think I am. It's been a while since I traveled. I go, are you going by car or yak? Ah, the yak.
It never gets tired.
Yak, always funny.
Yes, always funny.
I go, she goes, but it's not that far. It's on the outskirts of Accra. I go, oh, okay, how long of a trip?
She didn't even answer you about the yak.
She gets there. There's a little lag.
Okay.
She goes, we're going by car, but I would have preferred a yak with a smiley face.
Good girl.
We got them in on the joke.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a yak, no matter where you are? Big, dumb, lummoxy animal.
It's like the Joe of the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
You just opened right up for that.
I go, so you like something big and hairy in between your legs?
Oh, boy.
She goes, it's about a 3-hour journey. Is the yak big and hairy? I go, it is big and hairy. 3 hours. I thought you lived in Accra.
You got to see what sits across the mic from me every week.
She goes, yeah, I do. She likes the big and hairy between her legs.
Oh, all right.
But the place far from Accra. Oh, I thought the outskirts would be fairly close. She goes, even though it's in Accra. I go, oh, okay. I got hired to film a possible TV show. She goes, wow, that's awesome. I'm happy for you. That actually happened.
Yeah.
Thanks, babe. She goes, you're welcome. So when do you start shooting? As soon as I go to the Garden State Plaza.
Oh!
Should I go? I go, it's one day. I'm going to shoot on Wednesday. If they like me, there should be more work. She goes, okay, I know they will like you. See, she's encouraging me.
Yeah, she's supportive.
I go, thanks, babe. Not everybody likes me like you do. Talk to Joe. She goes, they should like you because you're a good man and also good at your job.
Oh.
I go, thanks, sweetie, but my business does not work like that. And she goes, why is that? I go, it just does not. It's really more based on who you know than merit. One of the reasons that I started writing porn. More honor and dignity in porn than comedy.
You said a mouthful.
Certainly did. I asked her if she talked to her family about the comedy roast, because remember, she wants me to roast her.
Yes.
She goes, okay, I get you, but it shouldn't be so. It should be based on merit, but I guess the world is not a fair place. I go, my business is not based on merit, and no, the world is definitely not fair. She talked to her family. She told Ishmael, and he's going to contact me. She goes, can't wait to see how it turns out.
Wow.
See? You doubt her.
Well, not anymore, and I certainly wouldn't bet against you. But,
Sorry.
Yeah, no.
Don't worry, Tom. I got the hot sauce. Yeah. I got the extra hot for you.
Oh, no, he knows.
Had to go shopping for that.
Yeah, you had to get, yeah, I know. You had to get the extra hot.
Went to the punishment section of the supermarket.
That's where Joe's CD was.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.